I love it when they feel me. Holler if you hear me.
The fuck with Ice Cube, you got the shit talk, big talk, crip walk, bang hard, run yards, flip cars. Cause you fucking with millionaires, big stars. Only cocking the grip will make our dicks hard. I come through when I handle my business like a goddamn menace. Niggas think I eat spinach, cause you need a dentist. Whenever I finish, it's the Greenwich with a gang of lieutenants. West side! Connect, shine is the campaign. Niggas tryna run shit, pull a hamstring. I'ma do the damn thing, baby, do the damn thing. Damn, ass busting out them pants, I can't stand it. Ran it like the Animal Planet. The kinda nigga that'll take Janet for granted. Ice Cube got the shit that you grew up on, blew up on. Got a lawsuit at home, click, nigga bang bang, throw that bling bling. Nigga get his bottles insane, the Saddam Hussein. Click, nigga bang bang, give a fuck if you got him a game. Get his bottles insane, it's Saddam Hussein. Click, nigga, bang, bang. Give a fuck if you got him a gang. He out of my range, give a shit stain.
Feel that shit, nigga. You know what time it is. That's right, nigga, set that shit. Today, motherfucking chin checking.
Hey, yo, Mimo, drop that shit.
Look, my niggas crooked though it seems. My every single thought is caught up in collecting cream. A made nigga, picture me dying in the blaze. A gunfire, will not retire till I'm paid. Tryna be some pie, when we fly by. Bitches blow me kisses, niggas who come in the Brooklyn. Come on, get your riches from Crenshaw to 125 and do or die. Rolling with niggas from Long Beach to Long Island. I hardly smell cause my heart froze. Once I commence my show, I rip apart foes. Now I got one nation, it's a crooked compilation just to end the bullshit. Let's get back to money making, telling busters that I rolled on, controlling the house. My shit's so wicked when I flip, niggas closing their mouth. The Coco Brothers, Buckshot, the BDI Thug, Greg Nice, LS, Azu, so show a nigga love. Outlaw,
nigga bang bang, throw that bling bling. Nigga get his bottles insane, it's Saddam Hussein. Click click, nigga bang bang, give a fuck if you got him a gang, he out of my brain. Click click, nigga bang bang, throw that bling bling. Nigga get his bottles insane, it's Saddam Hussein. Click click, nigga bang bang, give a fuck if you got him a gang, he out of my range, give a shit stain.
Yeah, you know what the fuck this is. Open your motherfucking ears, pay attention.
Like, it's kind of the whole thing, like, you know, for you, it'd be like, are you a pussy man or an ass man? It's like, both taste good.
Hey, welcome to Energy Cardboard Crack House, man. This is Earl Grey.
Park a lot.
Bubby.
Yeah, we got Bubby back.
Ooh. I'm surviving.
I'm putting out an APB on Black Anthony or Shy Tony. We're gonna actually have a spot open for a black man, a half black man. Geo, we need somebody to replace Tony.
Yeah.
Because we're recording on his day off, and well,
he's working.
I have to work. It's like, what?
But it's your day off.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm literally pissing blood, and I'm still here.
And he's all, "Well, we can record on Monday." I'm like, "You don't get out of school until 10, bro."
I don't think I can do that.
Later. Parking lot has to go to work.
I'm too drugged up to drive that late.
And Bubby's, no.
Yeah. Womp, womp, womp.
So, you know what? Fuck you, Tony. Come back, Biffo. We miss you.
I do miss Biffo. I haven't gotten to do one with Biffo much longer.
Just a little bit longer. We'll have the Biffo bag.
All right, man. We're going to go over some stuff, man. We have a week before, what? Mythic Invitational at PAX East or PAX West or
Penny Arcade Expo. I actually wish I could go to one of those events. They seem kind of cool.
Yeah, at PAX East. So the 8 players have been chosen for this.
This is
million.
the eight players that topped
arena.
The $1 million championship.
I really wish we could see a live, like, when they hit the button, how many times the top 8 change in a matter of seconds.
I pick the Japanese guy to win this all.
And, well, of course you do.
There's a couple of them actually are in the 52, and then we also have the list of the eight contestants. I can't say their names, man. Someone else can butcher their shit and not me.
I think I know. Out of this list, I only know one of them. Like, it's Tiago Saporito. I mean, people know his name. He's done well in the events. All these other names, I don't think I've ever heard of even a single one of them. Lucas Foley. That sounds a little familiar.
Foley, sure. Or Foley?
He's U.S., right?
Yeah. It's F-A-L-E-Y. Lucas Foley.
Foley.
I think he's on the East Coast. I think he's done a couple of things with Grand Prix.
Zachary Kine. I think it's Kine.
Ooh, Zachary Kine.
Taiju Sugiyama. Eduardo Anuziata. Andre Strotsky. That one actually sounds right. Oh, cute.
And I thought I was fucking butchering those names, man. Jesus.
Andre Strotsky can get it. He's cute. Teruya Kakumai and Beatrice Grancha. What kind of fucking last name is Grancha?
But there is a chick.
Is it a chick?
Well, I don't know, Bubby.
I mean, we've had this conversation for the past like few weeks, but I don't think we're going to go there anyways. But
her name is not Autumn.
Her name is Beatrice.
You remember, she's from a third world, I think she's from Chile, so she's from a third world country, so you know, she's or is she Dominican?
I don't know, I can't tell. She's wearing a Star Wars shirt in her picture, so she cool.
I don't know, parking lot, what's your take on this $1 million adventure?
The $1 million adventure, which is, you know, go to somebody who's already, you know, probably made $1 million fucking dollars off of Magic anyway. Either by, you know, playing, selling, whatever, what have you.
No.
But
The 52 that they did hire.
Oh, the 52? Fuck them.
They didn't make any money.
Not yet.
They haven't made shit.
Not yet.
I mean, they get, what, Twitch donations or whatever.
Yeah, they get donations. They get probably...
Yeah, but remember, Magic players are too broke for all that shit. If they can't, no, if can't afford watching, body
I've
wash...
I've been watching some of the Twitch streams, man. Some of these guys are actually putting up, oh, 5 or 10. Yeah, what do you mean, man? We have some Patreons that actually throw up some real money.
Yeah, well, that's our Patreon. See, we like them. But we don't like these Twitch streams. We're supposed to talk shit. Supposed to talk shit about these Twitch streams. What are you doing? Come on.
Anyway. I really don't like Twitch.
I don't mind Twitch. It's good to fall asleep to.
I just like going on there and watching titties.
Oh, God. Yes. I don't fall asleep. Don't,
as you can see from my list of people I follow on Twitch.
It's all titties.
They're all titties.
It's all the let's listen stream or whatever.
No, I am not.
It's the mute and watch.
A mute and watch.
Yep. Exactly.
I do the opposite. Don't, I like watching tennis. And just closing my eyes and leaving it unmuted, because then it just sounds like they're fucking.
No. I love it when it's two like, chicks going
not
at
that
it.
I could
like,
jerk off right now.
It's
but
like two fucking bull dykes going at it, going.
But then it just sounds more masculine.
Especially when the Serena sisters are going at it, dude.
No, they just get in trouble lately and get disqualified.
Because of steroids.
Not even steroids. They're just because they're too loud and they fight.
That's true.
Anyway,
no, I like Twitch. It's not bad. I mean,
I've been killer. On it. I like everyone's playing the same decks right now, so it's kind of boring. I still don't like Modo. Modo's boring to watch. It's unappealing to see. It's not pretty. And Arena, everyone, like, you know, probably 90% of the decks I see, I just change. I'm like, I don't want to watch Esper. I don't want to watch Mono Red. All these matches are fucking boring. Give me something mid-rangey that's janky.
Yeah, like, I finished making Mono Red, and it's like, oh, let me play this deck. And it's like, I really don't like this deck.
It's good, but it's just, it's boring. I think it might be more boring
turn
than
Turn one, goblin. Turn two, goblin
like,
burn.
At least your games
turn
are
three,
over fast.
Goblin burn.
At least your games are over fast. Like, if you play against Esper, you're literally letting your opponent do nothing for 15 minutes. Like,
oh, who was I playing against? I was playing against somebody that had a fucking Dimir control deck.
At least that deck kills you fast. It has the 5 mana.
This motherfucker didn't kill shit, man. He sat there for 20 goddamn minutes. Countering my shit, destroying my creatures. I'm sitting going like, okay. I got him down to 9 life, but after that, it was just a fucking grind.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't get anything out there, and I was playing mono blue tempo.
Okay, yeah. I mean, a lot of the decks I've played in right now, it's just everything. Like, it's fun, but. I think my least favorite deck to play against is just Esper, because it just doesn't do anything. Like, do I really want to sit there and watch you fucking search for his Kanta twice a turn, 3 times a turn? I was like, this is so boring.
I know, I just built that deck. I'm still missing a few cards for the mana
play.
Base.
I mean, it's fun when you play it, but it's not fun to play against. It's boring.
Yeah, I'm missing a few of the fetch or the dual lands and or the shock lands and things, but I have the main deck, so...
Yeah. I don't know what
I got to grind right out the rest of the shit, man.
Currently, I've just been playing a lot of Grixis Bolas. The deck's fun. You just play, like, the red in this format. It's like, the thing is, like, if you're not playing red, you're playing black for removal. So, like, yeah. But, like, this deck plays both of them, so you just get the cheap red removal, and then you get the black hand disruption, and then you get the cool four drops. Like, Nicol Bolas is so fun to play against. I've had so many matches where I just flip Nicol Bolas, use his minus ability, get another Nicol Bolas, and then they're like, play a dude. And I'm like, minus Nicol Bolas, kill your dude, flip this Nicol Bolas, get my other Nicol Bolas back, you discard a card, and it just goes nuts from there.
I'm kind of wondering on this, since the Mythic Invitational... Or it's not invitational, it's the $1 million fucking challenge. I wonder if the 52 are actually going to help each other with decks, or they're going to play test against each other, or give a little bit of insight to help each other out. Well, versus,
I assume that the teams are all still going to help each other, because even though they're like, it's going to be, you know, kind of the whole idea, if you're one of your teammates wins, you don't mind. Like, you'll be, obviously you want to win, but you'd rather have one of your teammates win too,
more than anybody else. We see that. So,
and I would much rather
Peachtree Oath is going to help each other out.
Yeah, I would much rather have the help of five more top of the line players to come up with the best deck than try to work on it by myself.
Yeah,
like, there's still 52 people in this tournament, that, you know, however many there are, like, it's definitely worth it to go in with teams.
So we're looking at 52 plus the 8, so we're looking at 60 players for $1 million.
How is this tournament formatted? I actually haven't even looked at it. Like, is it paper? Is it all arena? Is it half and half?
There's really nothing they haven't fucking stated.
They haven't.
It's just like how to get on the fucking thing. But how to get on it.
They don't even say how to get on it.
Well, they did. They put out a whole fucking article on now how to get onto
the invite. How to get the special invites. Other than obviously the top 8 or the top 1,000 now tournament that they're gonna have.
Yeah, that's when they came out with that. That's when they fucking decided to go, oh, look, this is gonna be
okay. I need to find and read it then.
I mean, the only all these players have spent really major 10 plus years playing in the Magic community, except for the guy from Japan. He started in Dragons of Tarkir. So, I mean, that's not that long ago.
Yeah, I mean, it was probably like, what, 3 years ago? 4 years ago?
It's been a minute. Yeah, but for a noob to get that, and he's actually done pretty well at the GPs.
There's plenty of people. I mean, they used to have it every year. It was the rank rookie of the year.
Yeah.
Every year you see a rookie of the year.
64 players in total.
64 total.
Yeah. So 64. The other four that we're coming up with are the four winners of the latest Mythic Invitationals.
Yeah, but those were. Hold on. That was a Pauper event.
Mm-hmm.
So. That means they have to fucking have an account with fucking cards to play.
For what it's... that's where I'm still looking for it. It's going to be fast hands. Holy shit, playthrough.
See, so that means they have to have a physical fucking account.
I'm sure they'll work with people on this.
I mean, don't get me wrong, man. I hope the network engineer that's going to be there, that's going to set up all these computers and have everything streaming.
The format
streaming
is going to be something new. Called Duo Standard.
Yeah, I mean, I already know what that is. That's the whole word.
Which, this is new to me. That's why I'm like, what the fuck?
What it is each player has two... You know how they have best of ones on Arena?
Yeah.
So you're going to have two best of one decks, and then you switch in between them, and you play best 2 out of 3 with those.
One game, but you play with one
deck.
Is
it going to be digital, or is it going to be
paper? It's going to be digital.
Okay, so... There again, I hope that the engineer that's going to be running this tournament is going to be on the ball, because, you know, I hope WotC spends some serious money on decent computers.
Yeah, of course they will.
Yeah, that's the other thing I'm trying to find out. If they're all meeting at one central location.
Well, yeah, it's going to be at PAX East.
It's going to be at the major tournament. Yeah, so hopefully there's some decent-ass computers that are going to be able to handle all this shit.
I mean, 64 players, that's not a lot of players. For gaming, I mean, look at the guys. We used to, back in the day, for like Age of Empire or, you know, Doom or Blood, we'd have 24, 36 players sitting at the fucking house on a 50 fucking person fucking Switch, and we'd be networked playing fucking games all night long.
I miss LAN parties.
Oh, man, that was...
I mean, the last, like, not, it wasn't even, like, really big, but I think the last time I did it was when Diablo 3 came out, and it was just, like, me and six other friends, and we all just met at our friend's house and set up and all played Diablo 3. Yeah. It's pretty fun.
Okay, so looking at this, how the game structure is going to be, yeah, with the two decks and all that, you don't get to choose which deck you play first. It's randomly generated to you out of the two decks you submit.
So one of
they choose. So you can just get fucked simply by that.
The thing is, one of the things that people are talking about is the two decks don't have to be different.
Oh,
you can literally just have two mono red decks if you want and just try to burn through with mono red, or two Esper decks.
Oh,
that's so fucking cheesy, dude. I want to shake the man's hand who does that and goes, you know what? I've been doing really great with this Sultai fucking whatever the hell it is list. I'm going to fucking play this. I'm going to have two of the same exact
The thing
deck
is,
list.
Like, it's going to have... There's no sideboards. It's going to be best of one games. So build your decks accordingly. I mean, again, it's going to be... It's
but
really
big again,
on teams.
You're playing against your opponent. You don't know if he's going to be playing the same deck. You don't know if he's going to be playing a fucking different deck.
So how do you go into
random.
A tournament like this? What do you play? Do you play the best deck? Do you metagame and try to play, expect to what your opponents are going to play?
This is going to change how freaking... Well, this is going to change how online Magic's going to be. I mean,
online Magic's already been changed ever since Arena came out. It's pretty nutty.
I mean, this is going to be really weird. You can't play test for it. No. I mean, you can play...
You can play a test the decks that you feel comfortable with.
Well, not only that, like you know how the event's gonna go. You know the structure of it. You can build infinite best of one decks and play against each other. Like you could still play infinite Magic, especially on Arena. You don't even have to be in the same fucking room.
Like, well, yeah, that's the best thing about it. You can, since you have a friends list, you can actually play against the people that.
Yeah. So honestly, it's just play as much games as you can. I don't know how they're going to pick their decks or what decks are going to do well. There's so many decks right now.
Like, speaking of which, guys, if you want to play us on Arena, we all have accounts. We also have an account for the Crack House, too.
Just message us on the group messaging. And
group messenger, or send us a or email to Biffo at MTG.
What was it? BiffoMTG at gmail.com?
Oh, yep.
And just in the subject line, Arena. And be like, hey, we want to fight.
Exactly.
I'm homestuck right now for at least another week, so I'm down to play some games.
Yeah, Bubby needs something to do. Help him out. Come on, guys. Help him out.
Yeah, Biffo was... I was talking to Biffo the other night, and he's all, yeah, man, me and my old lady said, we're going to break down. We're going to buy a fucking computer. I'm like, oh really?
We're going to lose him to the dark side.
Well, he plays freaking on PS4, so...
Yeah,
do they have Arena on PS4?
No.
What's it? Battlegrounds or something?
They don't have it anymore. That game is now defunct.
Well, see, I'm just waiting for it to be a game on console. Like, that's going to be a thing soon.
Maybe. Well, it won't. If Hearthstone hasn't made it to a console yet, it's not going
to
make it.
Oh, I don't think Hearthstone wants to. I think they want to be that set. They want to be...
Well, Hearthstone doesn't need to because it is an esport in itself.
Yeah. They don't need it.
I mean, they started out fucking out the gate without fucking paper cards. So.
Yeah, they did.
Did they?
Yeah, it's the WoW TCG.
Oh, well...
I mean, obviously it's a different format and a different game almost entirely, but almost all the cards, they are pulled from the same game.
Yeah,
and
same
they're
artwork.
All from World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Hearthstone is the WoW. Was
I miss
the
my
WoW TCG?
My
they next level
Leroy then. Jenkins deck.
Leroy Jenkins.
Card's still good. They had to nerf it a few times in Hearthstone.
Yeah, because it's fucking broke.
It was a 5-mana 6/2 haste. Like,
yeah,
you just pump it, clone it, kill you.
Yep.
Like, I definitely won a few games with Leroy. Still do. Card's still pretty decent. Not that I play as much.
Dude, I haven't played my Hearthstone account.
I haven't played it in months.
Probably over a year.
I've never
or so.
Played Hearthstone.
It was pretty fun.
It's fun, dude. It's actually a really fun game.
Yeah. Just think of Magic with RNG, like pure RNG. Okay. Like that's what's fun about it. Is just the pure RNG of
and
it.
And the screen, everything on the screen, you can fuck around with. I mean, you can kill the bugs on it. There.
Oh yeah, the UI is very interactive. It's fun. But like, just imagine playing a Magic card that said, "Pay 5 mana, summon a random 5-mana creature." like, what am I going to get? Am I going to get an 8-8 that usually comes into play and does something bad, but because it came like this, it doesn't do anything? Or am I going to get a 2-2 that, when it comes into play, usually does something good, but now it doesn't, so now I'm stuck with a 2-2 for 5 mana.
Exactly.
Like, it's completely random. It's pretty fun. They had to, like, some of the, like, I don't even know. It's fun. I enjoyed it. But Arena's taken over, and I just prefer Magic.
Yeah, I was playing, I love my Paladin deck and my Hunter deck. Every time you play a creature spell, your fucking hunter would shoot somebody. Blah 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 blah. Yeah. Pew. No, I'm excited, man. $1 million fucking.
They did have the announcement for exactly how the prize structure will work, which is
so first place is going to get 50,000 or 50,000.
250K.
Hold on, man. This is $1 million purse. Mm-hmm. They're only going to give 250,000 to the first place.
Second place, 125 racks.
Okay.
70 racks for third, 45.
So they're getting wedge money on third.
Yeah, so 30 your wedge. Fourth, your 45 racks.
Okay.
Fifth through 16th, each get 12.5. Like, that is huge.
Hell, man, that's what some pros were making at the fucking Pro Tour.
Yeah, that's huge. For winning the Pro Tour. That alone is huge for that. And the thanks for playing prize pool, 17th through 64th, is 7.5. Everyone is walking away with money.
So literally just for showing up, I
get... Not just that, they also get their plane trip. I don't know about hotel room, but they
probably do get a hotel room.
I mean, it's
invitational tournaments are usually paid for completely.
Jesus.
And so...
Where can we get the invite,
especially,
man?
Especially this. This is like the new Worlds, right? That's pretty much what this is. This is Worlds. Like, so yes, they're probably definitely...
Yeah, it's the new Worlds for Magic players, and it's not the best Magic players.
Right.
It's the fucking bunch of fucking... Half best Magic players and half a fucking Twitch scrubs.
This is what they're doing. They're trying to go into an esport, so...
Yeah,
and I'm just waiting for it to become all fucking scrubs.
No, Earlgar, you made this point very clear. That stage better look fucking immaculate and not just a couple of fold-up tables. And
well, they're going to have a lot of planeswalkers to make it look pretty.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah, you're just going to have cosplayers galore, which, you know, they're hiring.
Well, no, they're supposed to have the stained glass windows for all the...
Oh, they're 36. Having those made. Oh.
Not the actual... Dude, that's some serious money if they actually had the stained glass.
Well, imagine put those to auction. I mean, shit. That'd be
mean like fucking Mana Source's foil...
Yeah, foil sheet that is...
We're waiting on that, man. It's coming up, man.
Yeah. Well, if they were to make even a couple of them at a time. And then auction them off, use that money.
It takes a long time to make one of those.
Oh, yeah, I know. It would take a good 4 or 5 years to probably go through the 36th or the questionable hypothetical 37th. Yeah. If you've read anything about that, there's some theory, fucking game theory knowledge right there.
Oh, God. All the theories bug the shit out of me.
Well, at least I like the idea in principle, but I don't think it's happening. Now, if you guys haven't read on that, we know the 36 Planeswalkers are coming in the next standard set.
Yep.
There's going to be a fuck ton of them. Now, there's going to be your BioBox promo. The theory is that the BioBox promo will be a 37th Planeswalker. So the question
his name is D's Nuts.
So the question is rotating around, who the hell is it going to be? I don't think we're going to see a Planeswalker as the box stopper.
What if it's like Nicol Bolas the Redeemed?
Yeah.
He ends up like becoming like a good guy, and he's like, "I'm sorry."
Oh, he has white.
He's white now,
and he has white in his
like no, like
cast?
Him and Ugin combine to become one omnipotent god who is actually benevolent. Now, is benevolent good? I don't remember.
Yeah,
benevolent's good. Malevolent's bad. Then he just becomes benevolent and like. He resurrects all the planeswalkers that he killed.
You know what?
And he's like,
they
I'm
can
sorry.
Bring back. They can bring back some of the original dragons.
They weren't nothing of. None of them were compared to Nicol Bolas. Like,
well, neither was Ugin.
I know, and look at him. He lost twice, like two or three times. Like he's literally lost every time he went up against him. Like,
well, the current reigning theory is that Garruk will be the box topper, box promo.
He's not dead yet.
No, he's still on Innistrad. Last place we saw him.
Oh, he's hunting that pussy.
He's hunting pussy, and well, He's stuck on the wrong plane to hunt for pussy. I don't think he's... we gotta say, you know, he is a muscle man. He don't got much of a brain. He's just pure hunt, pure kill.
I do like my men a little
He's
stupid.
A twonk.
He is a twonk.
I like my stupid cornfed white boys. Like a little diamond.
I don't know.
He's brown.
All right, but I need to know. What is the subculture that the guys that get their balls and their dicks enlarged in the gay community?
I don't know about that one.
They're bears, but they do something weird to
it's not really only bears. Like, you don't want to like say like that's bears that do that, because that's just generalizing bears in that section. But no, that's a different section of people entirely. Like, that's kind of like someone who's
fucking literally shoot like liquid concrete into their shit.
Not liquid concrete. That would kill you. Like,
well, not real. But what it does is it makes it solidifies it to the point where it's fucking as hard as a rock.
That's not real. Like, I mean, it's real, but like, that's not something.
Saw a picture of this dude, man.
I don't want to talk about it.
It was fucking... He had
the thought.
Balls literally the size of a fucking bull.
Ow. Oh.
With no sensitivity. Dude was sitting there fucking hitting him. And dude wasn't feeling a goddamn thing.
Was it just, you know, those like little metal balls in the string and they just...
It was weird. Every time Bubby gets around, man, it's like, Bubby, I got a question to ask you. Speaking of which, man, so how was your surgery?
I feel better. I'm no longer... Well, I mean, there's varying amounts of pain at the moment, but I'm so medicated that it's not that
bad. So you're
bad.
Transitioning? How long is it going to take? I'm not transitioning. It's going to take?
Like, the only thing that they're going to pull out of me is a string out of my dick, because I have a stent between my kidney and bladder.
So have we came up with a unique name for the penis tampon?
No.
I'm just saying,
it's a stent. That's what it's like.
It's a penis tampon.
It's not a tampon. It's a stent. There's a tube in there. It's not like a fluffy fucking absorbent
pad. But when
pad.
You pee, it looks like a little dinky spermy fucking sticking out
if
the
I,
damn
like,
hole.
I've seen what it looks like. It doesn't really look like that. The thin is... The fucking string is really thin, so it kind of just like goes.
Are we
along
talking
the side.
Like fishing line consistency?
No,
or?
It's like thread.
It is like thread. Okay,
it's like thread.
Because
they should have fucking made one glow in the dark, man. So you do that shit.
That wouldn't even work like that. Like, glow in the dark just never works unless you have a black light. But no, the ironically really shitty part is not anything that's actually. Was supposed to happen. It's kind of a side effect of the stent is the fact that I cannot control my urine right now. So I'm literally
I was about to actually ask about that, because he mentioned the diaper earlier, and I'm like,
I'm literally diaper.
He's a fountain.
For
dude.
Instance, if we have any female listeners who have been pregnant, whenever there's any amount of pressure on my bladder, pee comes out. Like, from standing in a certain position, muscle tension in the area from walking around, sitting down, sitting up. Ooh. As I sit right now, I can feel pressure on my bladder. And if I move, I can literally feel pee come out. And it's just, I have no control over it. Because there's a little tube that's connecting my kidney to my bladder. And I just can't control the muscles on it. Oh. So... I'm literally wearing a diaper right now. I'm
Welcome to the
myself.
Science Channel. Of
Don't make me laugh. Or yes. Make me laugh if you want me to pee some more. I'm going to have to go fucking change my diaper in an hour, but it's fucking miserable. So,
So now you feel like a 90-year-old.
I don't know if this feels like a 90-year-old, because I can still feel my dick.
You probably might as well know, man. Have you shit yourself yet?
No, I haven't shit myself. I have full control over my sphincter. I have had full control over my sphincter for the past 10 years, 12 years.
Now that you're wearing a diaper, have you thought about taking a shit in?
No. But I have. I'm not going to lie. There was a point where I'm just like, I really got to pee, but I don't want to get up. So I literally just peed. I did that once or twice. I'm just like, fuck this, I'm over
it. Reminds me of fucking South Park. Mom, I gotta go to the bathroom. Mom.
Yeah, I know.
He fucking shits in the bucket.
Attempting, I can just imagine the difficulty of just having to take a piss and it just shoots to the left.
No, it doesn't really do that. So the thing is, actually, so from the first few days, maybe the first few days of this event, event in my life. The pee, it hurt. They did a uteroscopy, I think. I don't know how to pronounce it exactly. They just literally shoved a tube up my dick and a camera up my bladder and up to my kidney.
For the men out there, if you ever had a colonoscopy, just imagine that on your dick.
It's same a lot thing. Worse. Your pee hole doesn't expand that much. So I actually watched a YouTube video on it, on how they do it, and it made me cringe because I'm like, that actually happened to me. Fuck. The tube they stick in your dick is huge, dude. Like, now I know why my bladder, like, why I'm still peeing blood. It's because my bladder is just, like, fucked right now. Like, luckily, the blood...
So it got stretched out.
Oh, yeah.
It got blown out.
Oh, yeah. No, like,
well, what about those motherfuckers that actually like to stick shit in their fucking pee holes?
From what I can tell, I've seen videos of those. I have never jerked off to them, by the way, because I'm not really into that. I would not lie to you guys. I don't mind telling the truth, but the tubes that they use for sounding actually look a little smaller than the one that I saw that they use medically for this procedure. Like, it's fucking huge. I'm gonna pull it up on YouTube and show you it in a minute, how big it fucking actually is. But I don't know, I'm just hoping that it'll heal sooner rather than later. Like, it doesn't hurt when I pee anymore. It's mostly just uncomfortable, and literally I'm taking like 7 pills a day for pain, for anti-inflammatory, for muscle control, and then one for so I don't get an infection. But they have me fucking damn, literally passing out like every few hours. You're lucky I'm here today, guys.
Wow.
All right, let's get on with the second part of this this episode, man. Actually, you
we
know
forgot
what?
To drop the disclaimer before that whole conversation.
You know what? I can just end this episode right here because Tony's not going to be here on fucking Tuesday. And there's going to be nobody to fucking record anything on Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday. So,
I mean, if we do it early enough, I could. That's the only downside.
It's just me and you.
Yeah,
so we can do one on the WPN stores.
Yeah, we'll cut it. Yeah, that makes
sense. So I'm going to cut all this shit out. So go ahead and show us the.
I'm just waiting for it to load.
Check.
Are we done? Do you want to do it? You know.
Yeah, we can do the ending right now. So, all right, guys. We're going to have to end this one a little bit early. Bubby's not feeling up to his normal standards.
Yeah, it fucking hurts to sit. Like, these chairs are not that comfortable at the moment.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I think we're going to play musical chairs.
So, we have an Instagram, Facebook, we have Twitter. We also have a Patreon.
Patreon.
We have a couple of new individuals that just joined Patreon this month.
Whoa!
So, our first one is Ed Mitchell. Hello, congratulations, Ed. Man. He is a $1 a month Patreon.
Welcome, Ed.
And we have Callum Bain.
Callum.
He is a $10 a month Patreon.
Motherfucker. Did he just take over the top? Is that the top
seat? He did the fucking tier that Tony wanted.
The golden chair is now yours, Callum Bain.
You have upon the throne, Geo.
He mentioned this in the chat too, like, due to my current predicament, that he's going to make his date later than expected to accommodate for me being under the weather, which I very much thank you for. And I think for everyone who's given me support in my hard times, and or not so hard, because erections, like, I'm not even like I don't even want to think about erections. The only ones I'm getting right now are like the piss boners in the morning, which hurt. So I can't wait to get this out and get some dick down, because I am so fucking horny.
All right, guys, go check out our social media. Also, stay off of fucking Twitter, man. It's a fucking cesspool.
Oh, God. I can't wait
to
see that one.
I'd like to thank Bubby for showing up for the episode.
Love you guys.
Both bubbles.
So, this is Earl Grey.
Parking lot.
And Bubby.
And we will see you in the next one.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Tap, tap, tap to attack. I'm addicted to that cardboard crack. Crack, 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 crack another pack. I'm addicted to that cardboard crack. I'm running out of cash, I'ma have to charge. Spend my rent money on some magic cards. I'm running out of cash, but I'm living large. Spend my food money on some magic cards.